I've over the past decade or so really dedicated my life to forcing people to talk to me. Really. I was on a soccer, middle school, I was on a soccer team. And
forcing people to talk to
me. Well, the coach would always say, don't wait for the ball to come to you. You go to the ball. Hey. Loving the Okinawa music. Thank you. Wonderful.
Lovely Okinawan sound.
Yeah, the very unique island sound.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever been to Oh.
We've been together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
We cannot talk about that.
Yes, we can.
Well, there are things we can talk about.
And then
there are other things that we cannot talk about.
What is it? Keep Vegas in... Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Whatever happens in Okinawa stays in Okinawa.
Yeah.
That was...
Epic.
2008?
Seven?
Really?
I mean...
How long ago, eh?
It's got to be because you started your previous job like 2009. So it was
when we were working together in the Aikawa.
Right.
And there was like a company trip.
Yeah. Yeah. For like three nights in Okinawa.
Two nights.
And the objective that our boss wanted was to see the big whale shark aquarium down there.
The big aquarium. Yes.
Chiraumi, yeah.
Zokan.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. I mean, it was interesting.
Well,
we got...
Do you remember?
We got drunk.
We got...
A lot.
Really,
yeah.
Really drunk. Do you remember I didn't even go?
You didn't go to the aquarium. Yeah, I remember that. And my work still tells stories about the next day. They wanted to have some events on the beach, like whatever, tug of war and stuff and relay races. And to this day... My boss still says how drunk I was the next day.
Yeah, because you actually went.
I did, yeah. I did all the events.
But I was like, oh, hell no. We were up until past 5 a.m.
Do you remember?
Yeah. We can't talk about Rich. You stop that right now.
Got to edit that one out. Huh? Oh, that was an adventure. An adventure.
It was an adventure.
I think there was
that day. I don't know how you could get out of bed.
I don't know how I do it.
You got up at like 9 or something.
Yeah, and
joined them for their whole day.
Yeah, the whole
team building and seeing the aquarium.
Yes, I don't know how I did it.
And I just refused to get out of bed. I stayed back in the hotel all by myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you were all by yourself.
Yeah, they were not very happy with
me. No, I had to go.
I had to apologize.
Yeah.
Even to this day, they talk about how hungover you were.
No, how drunk I was on the beach, and they didn't want me to participate in the events because it was just sloppy. But this is all laughing. Like it's always
you,
when...
You mean because you're tripping and falling?
Yeah, probably.
That's why no way.
Yeah.
I would stay back.
Even this happens every New Year's when we have an end of the year or beginning of the year party.
Don't they do a Christmas party?
Well, this is this is separate from students. We always have just a staff
staff only party.
Every single year, this story is brought up.
Of you in Okinawa.
Yes.
Tripping and falling on the beach.
Yes. The second story that's always brought up is we were in a convoy of three or four taxis going to some restaurant izakaya. And apparently I had stuck my body outside of the taxi and was party time as it was driving. And so My boss always says, like, Richard, in the taxi, you are like sticking your, you know, your whole half of your body outside of the window.
Just to cheer
while we were driving, like, yeah, Okinawa party. Like,
you, how did you have that energy?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like Rasputin, dude. I just.
You're just like Rasputin.
Kind of. I don't know how I do it.
Yep, you're on a different level.
Kind of.
You're a tough dude.
I'm just a.
Hey, you're rich. You're a tough dude.
So you've been to Okinawa more than just that one time. What would you recommend me do in Okinawa if I went back again?
I really liked Seisoko.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
That's an island that's attached to the main island by a bridge.
Okay.
It's where Yoshi lived.
Okay.
It was really nice there. Quiet area, but like beautiful, nice beaches, sunsets.
Nice.
Little water sports and snorkeling. You could do it all.
I'm sure anywhere, really.
Yeah, and it's a little island, but it's attached. So. Okay.
So you have a connection.
It's very easy to go there.
Right.
Yeah, you can. I walked across the bridge a few times to go shopping.
Oh, so it's quite walkable.
Yeah.
Nice. I'd like to go back.
But it's kind of a bummer.
What's that?
Because Yoshi said he's going to leave that area.
What?
Yeah, and why? Eventually he's going to leave Okinawa.
What? Where? Go where?
Back to somewhere in, you know, the main island of Japan, Honshu.
Oh, okay. So he's coming back to Japan. How long has he been there? Must be 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah, it was the pandemic, so over four years.
Right.
So now I don't have an excuse
to meet
to go to Okinawa.
To go to Okinawa. That sucks.
I wish I went more.
Well, you've been there at least a couple times.
So. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah, probably total.
Yeah.
Including that time we went.
Yes. Four? I don't
probably.
Know. I'm not keeping track.
Yeah, four or five. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'd like to go back because the trip that I went on was a company trip. So I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I kind of had to follow them, but it was still like an enjoyable time. I've over the past decade or so really dedicated my life to forcing people to talk to me. Really. I was on a soccer team and
forcing people to talk to
me. Well, the coach would always say, "Don't wait for the ball to come to you. You go to the ball." So I'm like, I'm not going to wait for my family to call me because they never do.
Yeah.
I'm going to boom, like I'm calling you now.
That attitude is the wrong attitude. Well, they don't call me, so I don't call
them. Right,
right. It's like, boo, boo.
Yeah, yeah. Which I had for a little while. Yeah, and then that's why I'm saying like the last 10, 15 years, I'm just like, I'm going to call you. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to interrupt your day and demand a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 90% of the time they're happy. So yeah. I try to go to the ball instead of the ball coming to me.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Force them to talk.
That's right,
to you.
Baby.
It's important to stay in touch.
No, it is. It is. It is. Especially being us two living abroad for 20-ish years. It's like you, out of sight, out of mind, people just forget about you.
You know. Vanish into the history.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I mean, especially with my family. Like,
didn't we have a son?
Didn't we have a... Yeah.
Who's that guy? What was his name?
What was his name again?
Was it Rick?
Tallish guy? Maybe?
That's right. Richard.
It's true. People just get on with their lives and then you just tend to forget. So,
Gotta stay in touch.
Yeah.
Gotta put in the effort. If you're the one who moves abroad,
you
gotta... Take the initiative
you
to
do.
Stay in touch.
You do. Yeah. You do, because you're the one that left.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what that sound means, Big Rich?
Question time. If you've got a question,
all right, Big Rich.
Mm-hmm. Question time.
This question begins with an apology.
Oh.
As I mentioned before, our Russian listener, Demonchik.
Demonchik, who we've heard from before.
I thought he just sent me a dirty video as a prank.
Okay.
If you remember, I said in episode 200.
Yes.
But he says, hey, I didn't just send you the dirty video. You missed my message.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't just a dirty video.
Okay. What's the message?
All right. I'm going to read his message.
Okay.
Okay. Demonchik says,
mm-hmm.
Thank you for the best podcast in the world.
Wow.
Should I do the Russian accent?
No, let's be serious about this because you made a mistake.
Let me do just a little bit.
All right.
So he says, thank you for the best podcast in the world, but I think I have a problem. He says, you and Ben used to solve my love problem.
Ooh.
Ben has gone, and what should I do?
Oh.
So in the past, he's asked Ben and I for relationship advice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he follow the advice?
I believe he did, okay. Yes, because he wanted to bring an extra... you know, another woman
into the fold,
into the bedroom with him and his wife. And
interesting.
We didn't think that was very good.
That's a delicate situation.
We advised him not to, and yes. I don't think he did.
Well, that's probably the best advice. So he
followed the advice.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, what should I do? What if my wife decided to bring someone to lives with us?
Uh-oh.
So now he's...
Wait, does this mean his wife wants
now
to do
it? Now he thinks it's going to happen the other way around.
Like his wife is going to request... Is this?
Yeah, they're going to bring another man into the bedroom with him, I guess.
Ooh.
Ugh, that's spicy.
That is something that is intriguing me a lot.
And then he says, fingers crossed, it's a woman.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, me too. I share the...
So he's hoping. Fingers crossed, right? That means I'm hoping it's a woman.
I've got to say, I'm confused about this. So his wife is comfortable requesting this to him. Has he requested his desires to his wife or not said anything?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let me read the rest of his message.
This is why he sent the porn. Okay.
He goes on. Also, you and Rick, he called
Rick,
you Rick.
Rick, I'll take it. I'll take
made
it.
Made a mistake.
That's okay.
It's Rich. You and Rick must find out the problems which you will help your listeners with.
Okay. So other people. So
he's saying problems. We need to hear more problems from our listeners.
Okay.
And give them advice.
Ooh, we're like an advice column.
So he's giving us ideas for the podcast.
All right. So we should have like a love section at times.
Apparently, that's what he would like.
Right.
Then he says, also, I was thinking about Ben's departure.
Uh-huh.
In some way, it's a good decision because young listeners will not meet with his ideas about batteries scattering everywhere and reading other people's letters.
What? batteries scattering everywhere?
Yeah, I don't know what that part means. Well, you know, he says, with love from Russia.
Right. You know, there
you go. You can only understand a certain percent, you know, 80%. Right.
But I think the intention was he likes the podcast and we should incorporate love.
Well, Demonchik, if you're worried that your wife might bring someone into your bedroom, what do you think is good advice for him, Rich?
I think talking about what it means and who it is would be the best idea, because it seems like maybe both of them are interested in a third person, but it's a very delicate thing, and I'm hoping him and his wife still want to stay together. This
what,
is just
what if it's Big Rich?
Huh.
What if it's you and you show up?
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hi.
I heard you're looking for a extra spicy partner.
Swingers.
I think it's always a bad idea.
I think it's going to always be a bad idea. Like, at the very end of it, someone's going to get hurt, jealous, or frustrated. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Be careful, Demonchik.
Yeah.
You've got a very special relationship with your lovely wife.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to lose it over some dark fantasy that you have.
Yes.
And if you do, call Big Rich.
I'll hop on the next flight to Russia. Yeah. Well, that's...
Well, Demonchik,
yeah.
Thanks for your ideas.
And yeah.
If anyone has,
love problems.
Any kind of problem.
Yeah, anything.
That Rich and I try to solve your problems.
There you go. Anytime.
All right, we got one more question.
Oh, okay. Double question. I'm loving it.
This one's from Nikki.
Hi.
And she heard that you've traveled to over 30 countries.
Ah, yes.
She wants to know, like, did you communicate in English in all of those countries? If not, like, which countries did you have to kind of learn some of the language, or which countries was English enough?
In general, English is almost always enough. But having lived in Slovakia for 2 years, I picked up enough where I could get a train ticket in that language, read a menu in that language. And Slovakian, which is the language of Slovakia, is a Slavic language. So almost anywhere you go, from like Poland to Slovenia, lots of those countries, it's all similar.
So really?
Yeah. Like everything, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland.
Oh, really? Their
Croatia,
language,
they're all Slavic.
Similar. Interesting.
So you could get by and understand enough.
So it's kind of like how Portuguese and Spanish,
yes,
like they can actually even have a conversation because they can understand enough,
yes,
even
yes,
though it's technically a totally different language.
Yes. Yeah. So for those countries, it was not a challenge to understand my surroundings and functional things like train tickets, restaurants.
So you learned some Slovakian,
yes,
and then in most of the other countries in that area you went to, it was like the word for
pivo. So
pivo in Slovakia and
and almost the same,
but in Poland.
Oh, like maybe it's just slightly off, like pivosh or, you know, something like that.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
In terms of anywhere else, I would say in the bazaars in Egypt, everybody can speak multiple languages, 5 different phrases, like, do you like this? Do you want to see this? It is 500 yen. Where are you from? You know, they could say like German, Italian, Chinese, Japanese. So they'll suss you out, which is like very British English also, suss you out.
So they'll look at you and they'll be like, this looks like an English speaker.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
Speak English.
Right.
Or
right,
they'll look at you and
right,
speak Chinese.
Yeah. So they'll test you. They can say hello and a dozen languages, and whatever you respond back, they can switch it.
Wow.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But in general, I mean, I'm more of the type of traveler that doesn't talk to people. I'm just got used to pointing and, I mean,
pointing and grunting.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh,
kind of.
Ooh, ooh.
And or I mean,
pointing at your mouth.
You know, I think.
Say I'm hungry.
Yeah. Oh, stomach, oh, mouth. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Look at a menu. Just point.
That brings me to a different part of the question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How much do you use your body to communicate?
Depends on who I'm with. a lot. I think gestures are very important. Just think about your own language. When you say over there, you usually point. Or I'm hungry, maybe you touch your stomach, even in your own language. So yeah.
Hungry.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Point at your mouth.
Yeah.
Point at your stomach.
Yeah. Gestures really emphasize what you're saying. Gesture, facial expressions, it's always
important. Yes, facial expressions can be very useful. Yeah.
You don't even need to say anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So very much so.
Use your body, especially your face.
Yeah. 100%.
Gotcha. All right, Rich, let's wrap it up.
Of course.
It's time to wrap it up. Come to 55freebird.com. Come to X. Come to Instagram, FBE Teacher Talk. Ask us a question. Leave a comment. And please make a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can also comment on each episode in Spotify. And now, not only Spotify, but also Apple Podcasts. If you've updated your iOS, the new iOS, you can see transcripts. It's amazing. This AI is generating automatic transcripts of our podcast that's almost completely perfect. If that helps you when you can't catch something that we say, just boop, just press that button down there at the bottom left, and then you can see all the transcripts. It's amazing. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. See you next time.